Hello, welcome to episode 4, season 2 of our True Tales from Harrods podcast. My name's Etienne Hayward. I'm a talent coordinator in our recruitment team, and I'm here joined with...
Hi everyone, I'm Jack Barker. I'm working as food supply manager.
And I'm Evelyn van der List. I am currently a retail manager in menswear.
And we're here to take over and talk about Apprenticeship Week. In case anyone listening doesn't know, National Apprenticeship Week brings together businesses and apprentices across the country to shine a light on the positive impact that apprenticeships make to individuals, businesses, and even the wider economy. Let's get started. Should we start talking about the different apprenticeships and roles we are doing at the moment?
So I am currently on the Level 4 Retail Management Programme with the Fashion Retail Academy, also known as FRA. Jack, you tell us.
So I am currently in my second year of a level 6 apprenticeship in supply chain leadership.
Amazing. And I am in my final weeks of my level 3 retail team leader program with the Fashion Retail Academy. Jack, kick us off. Tell us more about supply chain.
Thanks, Etienne. So like a lot of people in supply chain, I kind of fell into it. I joined Harrods as a Christmas temp in 2014. With no intention of staying more than a couple of months, really. Then I was offered a permanent position in the admin team. Then I moved into our supply chain development team, where I took on various roles. So I was a junior analyst, an assistant manager, a manager. During that time, I completed the Harrods management program before moving into our food supply team in May of last year. How about yourself?
I'm also a 2014 new starter. I actually joined on the Retail Academy at the time, which was actually called the School Leaver Programme. And this was at the time an in-house training, which was actually rather than the apprenticeship it is now. I started in toys and did that for 6 months, then went on to Fashion Lab, women's fashion, and then moved to Christmas, which I stayed an additional year in homeware. I then moved on to women's wear and I became brand manager and stayed there a little while. I really enjoyed it. 3 years. And then post-pandemic, I moved to menswear as a new opportunity arose and therefore was able to onboard onto the RMP, which is the Retail Management Pathway, which was a combination of the HMP, the internal program, alongside the for our level 4 in retail management. I know Etienne is also a Retail Academy delegate, or was. Please share yours.
Yeah, amazing. So I joined Harrods in September of 2021. I wish I could say I've been here since 2014, but the last year's gone pretty quick. And I was lucky enough to start my journey in children's wear for 6 months and really develop on skills that I learned in my previous positions. And then moved to the menswear department for an additional 6 months and could really develop on those skills. And now this has led me to my permanent position in resourcing, which is a talent coordinator recruiting for our fashion areas. And I mean, I knew an apprenticeship was for me, but I want to hear what you guys think.
Well, so this is actually the second apprenticeship that I've done whilst working for Harrods. I completed a level 3 apprenticeship in which was a supply chain practitioner course a couple of years ago with a different learning provider. And then last year, my manager asked me if I'd be interested in looking at doing a potentially higher course. So we did a bit of research. We found a level 6 course that had a syllabus that was relevant to what I was looking to learn. It was gave me much more kind of end-to-end supply chain knowledge, because my current role was much more specialized. And it was a level 6 qualification is equivalent to an undergrad degree. So that's something that I always felt was missing from my CV. So I was keen to kind of jump at the opportunity. How about you, Etienne?
Yeah, so I knew an apprenticeship was for me. As Evelyn said, my Retail Academy course used to be called the School Leavers Program. And as a school leaver, I knew it was for me because I knew I didn't want to go to university and I wanted to really dive into a business where I knew the opportunities would be endless. So I really knew that my previous work experience would help me and my love for fashion and retail. And I knew I wanted to join Harrods.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I can identify myself in that too. I'm similar school leaver program. Didn't want to go to university, not sure what I wanted to do. And from then being sort of 7 years at the time in the business, I felt that sort of natural progression from brand manager and then going into leadership felt right for me at the time, and that support with being able to actually have that knowledge and have an external learning opportunity with an apprenticeship, but then also have the role starting in the meantime or alongside.
So no hesitation in signing up then?
No hesitation in terms of, oh, I'm on it, I've committed, so no. But more so, you know, you had to think about where you could balance how what would that look like in terms of work and life balance, maybe, and actually the commitment. We as an apprenticeship are expected to do our work in retail hours. So actually, what would that look like as a structure? Are we being able to have some time accommodated to be able to do those assignments and additional research that might require for assignments? So that had to be thought out and planned, and that was accommodated with Harrods and line management support all the way. But that's what needed to be sort of concrete before that decision, I think. I'm not sure if that's similar for you in the other side of the business.
Yeah, I think it's very important to have a supportive line manager. And then moving roles within the business, my new line manager was happy to support my studies also. So, you know, that gives a lot of confidence and means I can build it kind of into my work schedule and dedicate time each week to continuing to work on my studies and make sure that I'm keeping kind of consistent progress with the rest of my cohort. How are you finding it, Etienne?
I mean, the only hesitations I had was coming from school and really joining a huge company with thousands of employees. That would be my biggest hesitation. However, it all kind of comes back to the fact that I knew that this would be a great opportunity for me to really develop my skills, get ahead of the game, and just work on myself and be presented with a lot more opportunities. So, Jack, why don't you tell us a bit about your kind of deciding factor?
Well, yeah, like I said before, I always felt that a degree was something that was missing from my CV. So the opportunity to complete one during work without it costing me anything was kind of too good to pass up, really. Like I said, I had a good supportive manager who was willing to support my studies. And I've always really enjoyed learning and meeting new people. So, you know, all of those factors kind of combined to make it a no-brainer for me.
Amazing. And how did you find kind of going from a level 3 to a level 6?
It's a big step up for sure. The level 3, you can kind of complete within work hours, and I didn't really have to take anything home with me. With the level 6, with it being a degree equivalent, the assignments are a lot more full on. Things like academic writing, that doesn't come up in a level 3 apprenticeship, but in a level 6, you know, you really have to understand your referencing and your paraphrasing and things like that. I feel like I've talked quite a lot. Evelyn, I understand you've got quite an unusual story that led to you pursuing an apprenticeship. Do you want to enlighten us on that?
Yeah, I will share for you guys. So during furlough, we were obviously off from work and being looked after by the business. However, I decided, because we were allowed to be outside for once or twice a day, I started to take up foraging and researching about edible mushrooms. And from where this led to a little bit more of engaging with studying, and I hadn't done any studying since, well, A-levels, and the retail academy was not necessarily studying, it was more sort of work. I got in the groove again, and I thought, God, you know, that learning, that really like motivates you and gets you going. So when I returned back to the business and the opportunity of the RMP came with the level 4, I felt that it was one of the deciding factors of why I wanted to engage with education again, really. All stems from an edible mushroom.
Amazing. And how did you manage work and study?
Yeah, this is something that definitely had to be structured and looked at. And we were obviously saying earlier, this was something that was not hesitation, but something that I had to definitely think about to see what that would look like. And the program or the RMP with the FRA course is not only something you can embark when you are at sales associate or brand manager level. It's something that you would be promoted to a retail manager maybe throughout or at the end. So it's something that not everyone is doing it alongside the new role, but I felt because I was doing it alongside the new role, you had to spread yourself and you had to communicate with your team. I communicated with my team that this is something that I brought them on board with my studies, and I share bits that I'm learning so that they're sort of on the journey with me, if you like. And that made a real difference on how to sort of balance them both.
Amazing. And like Jack said, a level three, the work for me, you can manage it within your working schedule. And a level three is a great opportunity for anyone looking to get into an apprenticeship and get into a business and develop on their skills and look for further opportunities. So what would you guys say is one tip that you would have really liked at the start of your journey and one tip that you would give anyone starting their journey?
At the start of my journey, the tip that I feel is most relevant and helped me, but it was all self-help, if you like. That self-development for yourself and engaging and with education, but also having the opportunity to have a place to go and learn, which is outside from the working place, is very beneficial. Just removing yourself from the familiarity of work and actually having another location to go and put your mind and concentrate and listen to, obviously, the lessons is an opportunity. And I think that's something that you have to definitely take if you can, or and that's something that I felt at the start for sure. Just go for it. And now being in the middle and maybe towards the end of my program, I'm still very much a believer that was the right call. And I'm very much enjoying those sort of external days out to college, and then sort of bringing it back in. And doing the work on the offsite day and then sharing and applying my knowledge to my role currently. What about you, Jack?
I think that's a good tip. A lot of the courses these days are held remotely. So if you've got like a library or something nearby, going and actually sitting in the library and kind of separating yourself from the usual work environment is very helpful for getting yourself in the right mindset for studying. I found that trying to do little and often is the best thing for keeping on top of assignments. So scheduling a regular slot each week where, even if it's just a couple of hours a week, if that's dedicated to your studies, just that time is enough to kind of keep things ticking over. And if you've got larger assignments, you can kind of allocate some bigger chunks of time. Any tips from you, Etienne?
Yeah, I think the main tip from me would be to dive straight in and take every opportunity that's presented to you. And really use your network and speak to everyone that gets put in front of you and really develop on those connections. And that would be my main tip.
I think that's a great piece of advice, Etienne. Communication is super important when you're doing an apprenticeship like this, because a work-based apprenticeship is usually about demonstrating your knowledge whilst you're at work. So making sure you're communicating with your manager and your colleagues about what it is you're trying to achieve. There may be areas that they can help you with, kind of opportunities, projects that you can get involved with to help you achieve what you need to achieve for the apprenticeship.
Jack, totally agree with you on that communication, and Etienne equally with the networking aspect. I value that in my apprenticeship, and I absolutely believe that anyone else thinking about taking on an apprenticeship definitely needs to use those valuable aspects.
So that brings us to the end of our takeover. It was a pleasure to be sat in this lovely room up on the fifth floor with you guys for the last 20 minutes or so. We hope everyone listening feels a little bit more informed and perhaps inspired to pursue an apprenticeship. Please do subscribe if you'd like to receive more episodes as soon as they become available. But that's goodbye from us. and you can always keep up to date with our apprenticeship stories on harrodscareers.com.